This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 8th. Well, cattle markets pretty quiet last week. We had some surges, but then the markets would pull back, and we basically just chopped sideways. At the high end of this run and near record, contract highs in some of these contracts. So it's a market that has held together very well, just kind of grinding its way higher, but not really running into a lot of resistance. The sellers have been pretty quiet on this run in cattle. Cash markets getting rolling fairly early on Friday, sold a lot of numbers. By the afternoon, a Fed trade around 110 to 111, which is steadied up one from the previous week. Dress trade looks like it's averaging around 175, which would be up about one from the previous week. The box beef values were slightly lower on Friday, choice down 61 cents at 203, select down 24 cents at 192. The spread's at 1151, movement 112 loads. So we're looking at a market that is, again, held together fairly well. Demand is great, export sales are solid, and even though we've got record numbers on feed, we're working through those numbers, and we have been for several months, and the market has worked its way higher for several months. So it's encouraging to see that despite record supplies, that the market is managing to work its way higher. As we get into the fall and cooler temperatures, and especially as we get closer to the holidays, packers are going to be gearing up for a solid seasonal demand. The rib values have been very strong, starting out earlier this year than normal, and they usually tend to hold well until we get into the holiday season. So it looks like the market's on solid footing. The one caveat to that, of course, would be the stock market, and that's something that I've expressed concern about for quite some time. As you get interest rates moving higher, that pulls money out. As this trade war just continues to get slogged down, that's going to create certainly a slowdown in world trade, and that obviously will have an impact on the U.S. markets as well. So it's an issue that is not being resolved, and if anything, it's just getting worse. This massive trade war that we have with China, and that could really start to pull the plug on what's going on in the stocks, would ultimately affect cattle as well. But for now, we seem to be very solid in the cattle space, and I would look for these markets to continue moving higher, at least in the short term, until we get into the holiday season. In the feeders, there too have been very bullish, the feeder cattle market. I think with this huge corn crop we've got coming, that alone typically is supportive for fall feeders, but also you've got very good winter wheat conditions that the crop should get off to a very good start, and that'll increase demand for grazing calves. We've got the Northern Plains, which had a drought last year, a very good year this year as far as grain production and hay production, and I believe that that's going to continue to push demand for backgrounding calves across the north. And of course, a spring storm killed a lot of calves across the Northern and Central Plains. All of these things combining now as we get into the fall season. The feeder cattle have performed well. The demand has been there. Cash auction yards have performed well, and I think there's still more to go in the feeders. We've kind of been pacing sideways for the last week or two, but we got above major resistance, the markets pulled back, retested that resistance and held, and now we're just kind of pacing at those highs that were put in here a couple weeks ago. But the technicals have not broken down, and the fundamentals to me are quite strong, so I would expect that we'll still get some upward movement in both the lives and the feeders. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.